Okay, happy Wednesday, everybody. It is a John DiBella Show daily podcast. How's it going out there? It is Dave from the morning show on this Wednesday, August 29th. How's it going out there? Are you sweaty? Sunburned? Baking in traffic with a broken AC? Well, hopefully none of those things. We love you, folks. Thanks for searching out the podcast. You're our favorite kind of people. And as for what you can expect in today's daily podcast, we, of course, talk the hot weather, support animals that need support themselves, a completely unnecessary study on teens and their phone usage, the latest idiocy in denim fashion, the Phillies, director of fun and games, something they haven't had too much of lately. John Brazier, he joined us in studio. We had a good time with him and gave him a presidential trivia test to make him earn his promotions. And after how well he did, he could probably be hosting a presidential podcast. I'd tune in at least. And it's Long Song Wednesday, so you know we spun the big old wheel of long songs. I replaced our photo in the middle of it with a photo of John with long hair, which was the case way back in, I think he said it was 12th grade. So yeah, you got to dig back a ways for Long Hair Wednesday when it comes to John. But it's Long Song Wednesday today. See where the wheel landed in here. And oh, so much more. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Hazy hot and humid today. Temperature will be 95. It feel like 105. To quote the ex-mayor, drink your water. I mean, today, those of you who have to work outside, be real careful. This is going to be a brutal damn day. Although, supposedly tomorrow, it's going to drop like down to 88 and we might have a chance of some rain.
So. I drank a gallon yesterday.
Really?
A full gallon.
Of water?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Half of it spilled down my son's chest, but it still counts. Gallon was empty.
Yeah, well, with you and your need for more blue bottles, I had a question what it was that yeah. Dave is collecting blue. Is it just wine bottles or is it blue bottles?
No, it's gin. It's Blue Coat gin.
Blue Coat gin bottles.
Distilled here in Philly, I might add.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm up to six branches of my bottle tree. I need 12.
You need 12?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if you have any empty yes. Blue Coat exactly. gin bottles, Dave will gladly take them off your hands.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Don't ever... ever, ever touch
John DiBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before. I made a comment on support animals about the remember the support peacock that the
yes.
woman insisted in bringing on a plane? Mm-hmm. And some woman got very upset with me because she misunderstood what I was saying. I was saying that I find some of these excuses for support animals ridiculous. I don't find support animals ridiculous. That's why, you know, every once in a while, we have to differentiate between the people who are listeners and the people who are hearers.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Right? Yes. Those who hear don't hear what's going on. Those who listen do. All right. But there's another case. And this I'm sorry, it's getting out of hand. And it always seems to happen on United Airlines. And United Airlines is so sick of the bad press, they do nothing about it anymore. All right? It's apparently last week, all right, on American Airlines, someone brought up an emotional support animal that had its own emotional support animal.
Yes.
All right? One animal was supporting a person. The other animal was supporting the first animal.
This has to be a troll job.
Yeah, no,
is this for real?
This is for real. Oh, this is, wow. As a matter of fact, it was the CEO of United Airlines who brought this story up.
Oh, man.
All right, right. Wow. All I know is there was the human. The human had a dog who was his support animal. Uh-huh. And the dog had a monkey.
Yes. Oh, I could see it in my head.
The dog had a monkey, nice. Right? You know, and United just like, just
whatever.
Just let them all on the plane. Just let them all on the plane.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock, 102.9 MGK. What are you doing to stay cool, Zinni?
Us not going outside?
No, that works. That works. It was so hot yesterday, I didn't even go in the pool because all it would have been an atmospheric change.
Oh,
I would have been hot and wet, right? You know, because the pool is so warm. It's like, I got to get like blocks of ice in order to make it comfortable.
Put the hose in there. Yeah. Overflow it. It'll be fine.
Ice is cheaper.
The John DiBella Podcast.
No!
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9. MGK.
A new study has found that teenagers think they use their phones too much.
They do? My teenagers don't think so. Oh, actually, they're not. Well, only one's a teenager now, whatever. But they think they use it too much?
Yeah, they think they use it too much.
But it doesn't stop them.
No, it doesn't stop them at all. But I'm glad that they did this research. I'm glad they took the time to figure out something that we all know.
A new study reports that teenagers say they spend too much time on their smartphones. Really? That was your big study? What, you probably spent months and thousands of dollars to figure that out? What's next? High heels can make your feet hurt? Employees hate going to meetings? Drunk people have unsafe sex? Or perhaps a study on whether you should keep babies away from ledges? These observations brought to you by the Department of a Complete Waste of Your Time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
You know, Cindy, One day the big fashion companies are going to stop this trend from the past few years of producing the stupidest jeans that they can think of.
But not today?
Not today. Not today. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll see the latest dumb jeans that have come out from a company called the Unravel Project.
What the heck is that?
Those are inside out jeans.
Oh, okay.
They're bare jeans that are basically inside out, and you wear them that way. She has some sort of black, I don't know, accessory. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I think it's the shirt that got stuck in the jeans when she took them off.
I thought it was supposed to be she had leggings on under her jeans, and they just attached them. Maybe. Or... Yeah.
I can't figure out
what the hell it is. We're not thinking dumb enough.
But from what I see in the description of it, they're mesh tights dangling from the on the outside for some reason. Now, I know you're dying for a pair of these, and you're wondering, gee, what am I going to have to take out of my younger daughter's college fund in order to own these?
Is that one of those? Okay.
They're on sale right now.
Okay, great.
$475.
Oh, so they turn your pockets inside out, too.
Yeah, everything, right. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you could do it with your own jeans for free.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
By the way, where did this picture... Who put this picture of my freshman high school ID? College ID?
Yeah, I did.
I can't believe that's you.
The wheel needed sprucing up. I was sick of Craig Shoemaker's mug in the middle of our songs.
If you've ever seen the prize wheel, there's always somebody's face in the center of the wheel, and this morning it ends up being mine. Right? I can't believe I had that much hair.
Steve had no idea who it was.
Steve couldn't figure out who it was.
I thought it
Neither did intern Khaleesi.
I thought it was Dave Grohl in one of the Foo Fighters music videos, because he sometimes dresses up in the old ones. That's what that looks like.
It is ridiculous. It looks like a Sacha Baron Cohen character.
You both suck.
Take a look. It's on our Facebook
page. 18-year-old John sucks.
18-year-old John was very, very hip with his feathered hair. For the Wheel of Long Songs, the wheel once again here. The new long song we added on is 111. That would be one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Right? Jessica's on there from the Allman Brothers Band. As we all know, Twilight Zone is there. Right? So is Slow Ride and Abacab. I would love to hear Abacab this morning.
I'd be down for that.
I would really love to hear Abacab this morning. But if you guys are ready.
Yeah, go ahead. Right,
I guess I'll video it, even though we know where this isn't going to land.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's spin that wheel.
Ooh, a light touch today.
Yeah, I like that. I'm trying to help you out.
Oh, it almost hit 111.
It almost hit 111, but
the fresh one.
I can't believe.
Dude!
Can you believe that this is the third time it came up this morning? It was meant, every time we had a practice spin, this song came up. The song happens to be from Steely Dan. And it's titled Deacon Blues. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. It is, in fact, Long Song Wednesday.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
John Brasier from the Phillies is going to be here, and he's got a family four-pack of tickets for...
Is
this for that Marvel night?
Which is tonight, I believe.
Oh, it's tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Phillies Nationals.
All right. Yes. And then the Marvel will be that they managed to win.
Oh, jeez. I was focusing on the positive, like the fact that Sarge is going to be Black Panther.
Is he really?
In my head, he is.
Okay.
In my head.
I thought he was from Kawando, wherever the hell it
was. Kawando.
Wherever the hell it was. What's the name of it, Steve?
I don't even know.
Wakanda.
I know it's not that.
I haven't even seen the damn movie, and I know that.
So I got it right. I just got the K in the wrong place. That's all. Yeah. Debbie Cowton is on vacation, but when she returns, she's preparing for an event that's going to happen at the Navy Yard. It's the National Brain Tumor Society's walk. And this is happening on Saturday, October 13th. It is a walk and a race. It's a 5K, all right, to raise awareness for much-needed resources to fund this life-saving brain tumor research. If you want more information about it, it's sitting at WMGK.com. Use the keyword brain, a thing that obviously with Kawanda I am not using.
The John Bella Podcast. John DeBella.
The head of Fun and Games, the second lowest paid person on the Philadelphia. Third.
Whoa.
Third.
Who got promoted?
I just hired someone yesterday for this reason.
Okay. Now the third lowest paid person on the Phillies. John Brasier is here. Good morning to you.
How are you, John? Last time I saw you was at the ELO concert.
It wasn't a fun show.
It was awesome.
It was really, really, a really, really great night. And you were with every family member who had ever seen a concert.
So one guy had seen 499 Grateful Dead shows.
Right.
Another guy saw 450 fish shows. So yes.
Right. You know, it's like that is somebody that you could look straight in the eye and say, "Get a life."
That is his life.
That is. But your life is baseball.
Yes.
And as always, you know, we don't let you just come in here and whore your wares.
I got to earn my stripes.
You got to earn your stripes. And with the Nationals in town, we figured why not test you on presidential trivia.
Because they do the president race.
That's true. Well, yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt and George Washington.
That isn't why we went with it, but it works.
And I went to the University of Virginia, which was founded by Thomas Jefferson, so that's probably also why you went with it.
We didn't know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But
you get to promote something, John.
right. But every time you answer a question correctly, you could hawk something that's going to be going on with the Phillies.
Yes,
okay?
We have four more things to hawk, so hopefully I'll get four questions right.
All right, so who wants to get them started? Dave, you want to get them started?
Sure. Who is the only president to serve more than two terms?
That would be FDR.
Very nice.
And so we will go with tonight. Tonight, as you mentioned, John, off the air, it is Marvel night. It is a theme night, so you have to go on the Phillies theme night page. And if you go on the theme night page, the first 5,000 get a Phillies Hulk bobblehead giveaway. So go on Phillies theme night page.
A Phillies what bobblehead?
Hulk bobblehead
he
giveaway.
He played third base for us in the 80s.
He did. Right?
So what is it? The Hulk in a Phillies
It's like
uniform?
A Phillies Hulk guy in a bobblehead giveaway. But you have to go through the theme night's page. It is Marvel night. We're going to have other characters as well around the ballpark.
All right. Your next question.
Who was the oldest president ever elected? Now, this will give you multiple choice.
Well, I don't need to because elected was our current president, Trump. Re-elected would have been Reagan.
Oh, he's going deep.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. He's going to get to sell everything today.
That earns you a doubleheader promotion.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Impressive,
man. So Friday, we play the Cubs. It is Salute to Champions. We're going to have all these youth baseball teams. It is also Paul's Bark in the Park. You're going to love this.
Okay.
You can bring your dog. Right now, we have over 200 humans. We've got over 117 dogs. It is really awesome. The Pennsylvania Animal Welfare Society will have adoptable dogs and cats. But it's really cool. We have all the dogs up there. You can take selfies with the dogs. It's cool to go up there to see all the different...
Is up there? Where are you talking about?
It's what we call the break. So it's up on... It's beyond Hall of Fame level on the first base side.
Okay. Oh, I know what you mean now.
There's a big opening out there, and it's really cool. So if you want to bring your... I believe there are still available, but they do sell out because we cap it, the number of dogs come to the game. So, again, that is Paul's Bark in the Park. That's number two since we've already had one.
Well, I know you have to put a limit on it because... We know Sarge could get upset.
He could get upset. Exactly.
I think you should tell that story. If we have time, you should tell that story.
All right.
Your next question, Dave.
Who was the first president to live in the White House?
To live in the White House. That would have been, Washington did not. So it was, I'm going to go John Adams.
You're on a roll, man.
Wow.
You are on a winning streak.
Wow. So Saturday, it is, well, first of all, the Cubs are coming to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Saturday is Childhood Cancer Awareness Night presented by Nemours. It's going to be pretty cool.
Stop clicking.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
It's very annoying.
We're going to do that. It is also Budweiser Bud and Burger Night on the Budweiser rooftop. You can meet Mickey Morandini, who will be up there on the rooftop from 5:30 to 6:45 on Saturday, signing autographs and chatting with fans. That is a Budweiser Bud and Burger Night on the rooftop. How many more we got?
All right. Well, we got plenty more. How much more? How much more do you have to promote?
Well, I'm going to start getting into my podcast.
I think we should skip four. Go to five and don't make it multiple choice.
All right. Who was the only president never to be married?
That's a guy from Pennsylvania. That is James Buchanan.
Dude. Whoa,
how about that?
You are
cannot be stopped.
Too good today.
And that is Sunday.
We have
a giveaway, a backpack cooler courtesy of Fontaine's Plumbing and Heating. All kids 14 and under are going to get that Red Phillies backpack, which is going to be perfect right for the back to school.
Okay. All right. Now we do have a little time.
Yeah, I need the story.
And that's
the last question?
That's the last question.
You
said you only had four things to promote.
I didn't get to promote my podcast.
Well, nobody cares about your
podcast. Okay, we can Google your name and podcast. We got it. Go.
But I really think, right, you should tell the Sarge story. All right, can you tell the Sarge story?
Yeah, Sarge's going to kill me. But,
whatever.
He already hates this show. Dave made him hate this show years ago.
Right? Sarge does not like flagellants.
Can I say flagellants again? No, you can say flatulence.
Yes, he doesn't like flatulence. Yes, why did I say flagellant? He doesn't like flatulence. And in fact, he really does not like it. So one time, one of our pitchers came in with some venison jerky. It was blackened. It looked like beef jerky, right? So it was 8
strip
in the morning.
Yeah.
But didn't you say that like he used to yell at people in the clubhouse?
Yes.
Right? For flatulence?
For loud flatulence, right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, so I decided to take this venison jerky that this player gave me and put it under Sarge's seat. So when Sarge came in, he would. So then I had it all worked out with the other broadcasters that we were saying that a dog was going to be running around, you know, the office, and so everyone's going to check underneath their seats. Well, Sarge checked under his seat and saw what looked like, you know, the droppings of a dog. Okay. And so I went down. I said, "Oh my God, Sarge!" And I did the old Caddyshack, and I leaned down and picked it up and took a bite of it. And I said, "Oh, that's not so bad." And Sarge didn't talk to me for weeks. Now he's not going to talk to me for a month. Now that I've told the story in public, sorry, Sarge.
All right. Well, lastly, we do have a four pack of tickets for tonight's game. Do we have a question prepared here, or is John coming up with a question?
No, I forgot about that's how we do it.
Ask a presidential question. We still have presidential questions left.
Okay.
Go to the expert. You got one, John?
Yeah, you got a presidential question?
Yeah,
we have plenty left.
Yeah, I got plenty of questions here. What state have most of the presidents come from?
Oh, that's a good one.
Very good.
One.
I agree. That's why I wrote it.
So as long as we hit you up, what state has most? Don't say anything.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 215-263-WMGK. If you would like a four-pack of tickets to Marvel Night tonight at Citizens Bank Park, just answer that presidential question correctly as they play the Nationals. All right. And you will get that four-pack of tickets. It is a pleasure to see you. Do you think that this is the last time you have stuff going on in September?
No, I'm coming in September.
Because I know right now you got squat going on in October.
Coming in. I want to come in September just to see you guys.
Okay, fine. John
Thank you.
Frazier,
be a fountain, not a drain.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.